Hey guys, welcome back to episode 14 of season 4 of KB and the Boys. Got Colby, Carter, and Schmidt here with me. Guys, good to have you all here.
Good to be here, KB.
Hopefully Nick arrives at some point.
Yep, was really looking forward to having the whole pod in the same building at the same time.
Yeah, hopefully we can get Nick here. All right, so I'll read off the standings. After last week, finally hit a 5-U.
Congratulations.
So last week I went...
What was the streak at?
Episode 1 was the futures, so 11.
Wow.
And what was your bet?
It was K-State money line with Georgia money line.
Oh, good bet.
I wish it wasn't. So Nick, he went, he lost his 5-U, but won every other one. He went plus 0.27, so he's still at plus 9.19. Schmidt went minus 3.36. He's at minus 4.7.
Wow.
Carter went minus 5.95. He's at minus 9.41. Holmberg went minus 3.9. He's at minus 18.79. I went plus 5.8. I'm at minus 21.6.
Come back.
I'm on Holmberg's ass.
It's a minor setback to a major comeback.
Survivor League, my brother, he told me before, he took the Niners, and we're all taking the Chiefs over the Raiders. You want the Chiefs, right? Yep. I'm sure Nick wants the Chiefs. I mean, it's kind of the – I guess you could take the Dolphins today, but – yeah, so we'll all be on the Chiefs. Games of the week. I'm sitting at the top at 30 and 25. Nick and Carter are tied for second at 29 and 26. Eagles. Schmidt and Holmberg are tied at 27 and 28. First one up, Jaguars-Texans. Money line play. What do you like, Schmidt?
Take the Jaguars.
Jags. Carter?
My entire betting year has been revolved around the Jaguars, but this is the Texans. Yeah, let's just give me the Texans. Why not? I need the Jags to win, but...
Jags big.
Yeah, switch it to the Jags for me. I've got to stick with them. I can't go against them.
I think it's the Jags. And I know they're playing the Titans, but Trevor Lawrence played his best game of the year last week. I think they might get going. And I think this is... Oh, no, this is a 3 o'clock game. Bills plus 3.5 at the Eagles.
Give me the Eagles. The Bills are terrible.
No. Oh, they're terrible. They're playing bad. Carter?
Eagles as well. This is another 4 interception, 4 turnover game for the Bills.
I'll take the Eagles.
I'm going to take Buffalo. And I know people are going to say, but...
Why?
Because the Eagles' pass defense is so bad. The Chiefs should have scored 31 points. Should have been up 31-14 at one point. Bills have better weapons. I know Allen is definitely more inaccurate and, you know, throws way more questionable balls, more balls than Mahomes. But they have to kind of win this game. I mean, they have a tough schedule, so they got to beat some of these good teams. And I think the passing defense of Philly is awful, and I think Buffalo finds a way to get done on the road. Now, is that me being more hopeful for the Cowboys as well? Maybe. But I'm going to take Buffalo. We've got 3 college football ones. UTSA, plus 3.5 at Tulane to go to the American Athletic title.
May I have it first?
Go ahead.
You want UTSA, please?
What did I tell you yesterday?
Doesn't matter.
Come on, dude.
UTSA, this is go out and win
I'll
it straight
I'll take Tulane.
Up. Bad bet.
Give me the green wave.
Bad bet.
I think they roll.
Bad bet.
Meep is going to get shot.
Oh. Michael Harris is going to throw for another 400 and run for another 200 and score 7 touchdowns again.
Oregon State, plus 13.5 at Oregon. Schmidt?
Oregon.
Carter?
Oregon.
Colby?
Oregon State.
Against your own team?
I like the Beavers.
They're not playing for anything. Oregon is. Oregon rolls.
They're playing for the last, well, what used to be called the CW. That you can't call it that anymore because, you know, today's climate. But it's a rivalry game.
It is a rivalry game.
What does the CW stand for? I really don't.
Civil War.
You can't call it that anymore?
No.
Well, I'm going to fucking call it right now. It's the fucking Civil War.
Why would that
Why would that not be allowed?
I don't know how that's politically... Like, challenging anything.
They said we can't call it the Civil War anymore. I don't know why.
Because they're in Oregon.
It's stupid. Yeah.
No, I'm just not going to make any more comments, guys, because Paul will already get off the chance if I make any more comments. All right, last one, the big one, the game. Ohio State plus 4.5 at Michigan. J.J. McCarthy can't throw a forward pass, by the way. I just want to let everyone know first that J.J. McCarthy can't throw a forward pass.
Dude, people are saying that he's going to be the third
That's
quarterback.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. He's not good. And Ohio State's quarterback shaky too, but he's not good.
To be fair, Kyle McCord also can't throw.
No.
I do. I'm gonna
he does have Maserati Marv, though.
That's true.
I'm going to stick with Michigan.
UM? Okay. Carter?
Ohio State.
Colby?
Ohio State money line.
Ohio State as well. Who do you think Nick will be on? Nick might be on Michigan.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll head into locks now. I'll still kick it off at the bottom. Four-team lay. Started last night, 49ers money line. Cash. Saints plus 10.5 at the Falcons. Chiefs minus 2.5 at the Raiders. And Vikings Bears over 36.5 at plus 174. So 1-1, 1.74. And Liverpool money line at Man City plus 310, 1-1, 3.1. Colby, next up with his one news.
I've got Missouri football minus 9.5. To win 0.90. And Iowa State basketball minus 5.5 to win 0.9.
Iowa State minus what, 5.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Carter, one new plays.
I have Ohio State plus 3.5, minus 110.
Okay.
And then I have Oregon minus 13.5 at minus 110.
Oregon minus 13.5. So this is going to be 1.91. Schmitty, one news.
I got UConn men's basketball minus 35, one unit. And that is minus 110. And then I got Florida State football minus 6.5, minus 110.
I thought about Florida, but Graham Mertz is out. So I think I was going to take Florida, but I think that Florida State is probably the correct side with Graham Mertz being out. He's actually had a good season. You look at his stats. Yeah, and Graham Mertz actually played pretty fucking well. But, yeah, I like Florida State as well. Two units. UFC Fight Night Saturday, Kelvin Gastelum on the money line at plus 110, 2 to win 2.2. And the college football lay, all money lines, Oregon, KU, Arizona, UCF, plus 162, 2 to win 3.24. Colby?
I've got two more college basketball plays. Houston minus 26.5. That's to win 1.85.
Okay.
And Memphis plus 3.5 to win 1.81. I think they're going to win outright. Against...
You're playing Nova.
Yeah, Nova.
All right, Carter?
I have the Ravens minus 2.5 at minus 145. And then I have Nebraska money line at minus 135. And they're losing right now.
What did I tell you last night?
Should have switched it.
Schmidt, 2 minute place.
Going to the Spurs Warriors game tonight. Taking Victor
Wembanyama.
You can just call him Wemby if you want to.
Wemby. There it is. I like that. Over 2.5 steals plus blocks. That is minus 135. And then I'm also taking the New York Jets tonight plus 10. That's Jets minus 120. Plus 10.
Okay, 5U. My 5U this week is going to be KU moneyline at Cincinnati, parlayed with Oregon State. Oregon minus 6.5 against Oregon State at plus 105, 5 to win 5.25. Is Jason Bean playing quarterback this week?
I don't know. I don't think it matters.
It shouldn't matter, but I would rather have him than the other guy.
Well, you game plan for 2 weeks for K-State, so you would rather have him back than run out that third string on a no game plan week. But who are you playing?
3-8 Cincinnati.
I don't think it matters who plays
quarterback. Their running defense is terrible. They're like 115th in rush defense, so.
It does not matter.
Colby?
Plays quarterback.
5U?
Unfortunately for the listeners, we're not going to be able to get in on this one, KB.
Is it our bet from this morning?
UNC basketball, minus 1.5 first half.
Currently up,
I believe
eight.
They're up 8.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That was minus 110, right?
Yeah, 4.54.
Okay. Carter?
I have the Vikings money line against the Bears at minus 148. As the Bears are actively throwing games to try to get a draft pick, we would have to play terrible to lose that one. Yeah. They're throwing games.
Spread's interesting. I don't know why it's only, 2.5?
Because we still have Josh Dobbs playing quarterback.
Josh Dobbs is not bad.
The dog.
He's not great.
The Pastrnak.
The Pastrnak?
He's better with his legs than he is with his arm.
All right, Schmidt, your 5U this week.
Kansas minus 6, minus 110.
Okay, minus 6, minus 110. All right, Schmidt, time for your panel lay.
I need to get mine out.
So I'm 1-2. Schmidt 0-1, Nick 1-2, Colby 0-2, Carter 1-2, we're 3-9, which is actually very good for us.
Yeah,
for 3-9 for parlays, that's very good. Bad. No, especially for us, the first couple seasons we didn't hit one.
No,
the only time, well, the first one we ever hit was when we did the group team lay, yeah.
And we hit on the same week.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going a 4-leg parlay here, plus 678.
Juicy.
Hold on, let me. Plus 670. All right.
We got three NFL picks in there and one NHL bet tonight at 7:30. The Colorado Avalanche take on the Minnesota Wild. We're taking Wild money line.
I looked at that and I really thought Avalanche. I'm gonna stay away from
it. We are also going to take the New York Jets tonight plus 10.
Jets plus 10.
Wild money line. Jets plus 10.
We're going to take the Kansas City Chiefs money line. At the Las Vegas Raiders. And we're going to take the Vikings money line at home against the Bears.
Honestly, I can't believe we're betting on whatever his name is to cover 10 points. What's his name?
Doyle. What is it, Doyle?
Who's the Jets quarterback this week, Schmidt? Do you know? It's not Zach Wilson.
Tim Boyle.
We're betting on
him. He's better than Zach Wilson.
Carter, have you seen his college stats?
Have you seen Marcus Simeon, the backup? I can't wait till Boyle gets rocked about 3 minutes in. Simeon runs out.
To cover 10 against it's a playoff team they're playing. All right, again, parlay, Wild money line. That's tonight. Jets play, what time do they play? 3?
2.
Jets plus 10. Chiefs money line on Sunday. What do they play? 3:30. And then Vikings money line is Monday Night Football, correct?
Yep.
We're destined to win Holmberg's 5U.
Yep, Holmberg's 5U is cash in here.
Baycott lost it over his head. He lost it over his head, hit the side of the backboard, and the Arkansas guy turned around, and it bounced over his head right back to Baycott. He passed it, and he got an A1.
Nice. All right, so I wanted to ask, I was talking about this on Unedited, so I want to ask the boys what they think about this, all right? So let's say Ohio State beats Michigan, right? And they win the Big Ten, they're in the playoffs.
Are you going to the nightmare scenario?
Ohio State beats Michigan.
And then they win the Big Ten title, they're in.
Yes.
Yes.
Kyle's not going to like to hear this, but Oregon's going to thump Washington. They're in. I don't care if they lost their quarterback. If Florida State's 13, no, they have to be in. You have to
put them in. I disagree. I don't think they'll put them in.
That would be ridiculous. It'd be criminal. I mean, all those kids, 11-0 with him, and then they get screwed. I think that's a little bullshit.
They're not as good with
the committees.
Okay,
put the four best teams in the playoffs.
Without Travis, they're not the best 14.
Do they deserve it? Yes, but
they might not even be one of the best 14 with them.
Okay, but let's just say they're in, right? Let's just say they're in at 13-0. They should be. Right? Let's just say so those three teams are in, right? Bama beats Georgia. Texas wins the Big 12. If they don't put Texas in over both SEC teams, that's criminal. Texas. That game matters. The game in the early in the season has to matter, right?
Beat Alabama. They should be in over Alabama.
And I feel gross for Georgia because I think that would be criminal for Georgia if they lose to Bama and get left out. But it's kind of, it's kind of the way it could play out. Now, do I think Georgia's going to lose to Bama? I don't.
If Georgia loses to Bama, Georgia would be in over Florida State.
Yeah, but Alabama would have to be in over Georgia, so they can't get in because you already have Oregon and Michigan, or Oregon and Ohio State in for sure. Texas has to be in, and then it's Bama because you can't put Georgia over Bama. They just lost them.
That's a nightmare scenario.
I hope it happens.
They extend the playoffs this year if that happens.
Yeah, they might say, change it, 12 teams this year.
I think they showed you what they thought about Florida State.
Yeah, well, for
because
sure.
Because they dropped down and watched.
I would agree with you. Week. I agree with you that Florida State is not one of the four best teams without him, 100%. But I think that would be so criminal to those kids that all season, they're 11-0 with him, or 10-0, they won a game. What did he get injured in the first quarter?
Yeah.
So they were basically 11-0 with him, and they could finish 13-0. Also beating an 11-1 team in Louisville in the ACC title. They definitely are not great, but they would be 13-0 with a potential win at the start of the year over the Heisman Trophy winner, potentially. Jaden Daniels, he could win the Heisman. Who else? They beat somebody else. I guess Clemson. Well, Clemson, the win looks better now. I just think it would be very, very disrespectful if they left them out. But I understand what you're saying. It should be the four best teams. And Bama would, if it came down to Bama beating Georgia,
decent now.
Bama is better than Florida State.
But if Florida State, the best case scenario for them is they miss playoff, win their bowl game, and get a claim national champions because they're not going to win it in the actual.
Could you imagine, though, if they go 13-0 and don't get in? They go 14-0 and they weren't in the playoffs.
And they can just claim national champions. That would be their best case scenario.
It's tough. It's tough. What the committee really wants is for Florida State to get upset these one of these last two games.
Yeah.
Because then it's easy. Then they're definitely out. Because, I mean, you're not going to put them in at 12-1 over without their starting quarterback, over an SEC champion, over a Big 12 champion in Texas. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
They're going to also want Texas to lose.
So they can put both SEC teams in?
It's going to be really interesting when Ohio State wins Michigan, then loses to Iowa in the Big Ten championship.
Or one of them. I mean, if you think about it, both of them could miss. If Alabama wins.
If Alabama wins and they do right by Florida State, yes, they could. If they count that regular season game in Tuscaloosa as legit. Because here's the thing. If they choose to put Alabama over Texas, because I would agree. I think Alabama's looked better than Texas as of late, for sure. But if you're a good team, why would you ever schedule that a good game in your non-conference? And I've always been like, I want teams to play each other.
Yeah.
But if you're Texas, you're like, what the fuck did we sign up to play Alabama for?
We beat them, we don't even get rewarded
for
it.
Yeah.
Now next year.
It won't matter as much because you're 12 teams. But still, that would be, I think, fucked up to Texas if they left them out over Alabama when they beat them. It's just a tough year because there's a lot of pretty good teams. Like Georgia could go 12-0, lose to Alabama, and be left out of the playoff.
They can't do that. Two-time defending champion has lost one game to number 5 Alabama at a neutral site and then not even get the chance to defend their championship.
That's true, but let's just say what we said earlier. Ohio State and Oregon or Washington or Michigan, those two teams are for certain. You have two slots. And let's say Florida State loses, but Bama beats Georgia, Texas wins the Big 12. But Georgia would probably have to be the last team left out. You can't keep – what, are you going to put them in over Bama? Who they just lost to?
Yeah, they can't do that.
But let's be honest. I think Georgia's going to win out. They're clicking right now really well. I think Georgia will beat Bama, but if they do lose, it's going to be the committee's going to have a rough day deciding on what happens.
Pac-12 might get left out.
You think Oregon loses to Oregon State and Oregon beats Washington, then the Pac-12 will get left out.
Yeah.
Or Washington lose to Washington State.
I think that Oregon might be the best team in college football.
It's them or Georgia. I think
they might not even make it.
Yeah. If they went out.
I do feel bad now that I think about it. If Oregon wins the Pac-12, they might put Georgia in over them.
Exactly. I know.
It could be a possibility.
I mean, they will put Georgia in.
There is a
possibility. And they deserve it more than Oregon.
But by the rankings that they've already shown, that means they would. So if Oregon wins out and wins the Pac-12, right? And Georgia loses. But how do they put Texas in over Oregon?
What was Oregon this week?
Oregon is 6. And they're one spot ahead of Texas.
So if you keep Texas out then?
If Georgia loses,
it's either the Big 12 champion.
If Texas wins, in my opinion, if Texas wins, the only way that they don't get in is if they keep Florida State in and Georgia, Oregon, and let's just say Ohio State are all in, then Texas would miss.
I think Texas could miss because you look at who they're going to be playing in the Big 12 championship. It's not going
to
be.
Who do they want it to be Oklahoma, don't they?
I don't know.
I think they want it to be OU.
All of the scenarios are around the same ranking.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State.
So who has the edge going into last week? If Oklahoma State wins, are they in? If they win, they're in.
Yeah. So you see.
So what if Oklahoma State loses, but K-State and OU loses? K-State and OU win.
Who's in? OU's in.
That would be what they want because OU's a bigger name and it'd be a bigger win. And they revenge their only loss.
Yeah.
They would rather play OU.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, OU's ranked 17, something like that?
Yeah, 14, I think.
Oregon would have beat Oregon State and Washington.
Yep.
Those are two better wins than Texas's.
I would agree. Oregon should get in over Texas.
And they're already ranked.
No, Oregon should definitely get in over Texas. They're a better
Bama
team.
Is going to beat the number one team in the country while Texas is going to be 17. So now they have a better win than Texas.
It's going to be tough. I would hate to be on the committee for the last week, especially if Bama, to make it simple, Georgia beats Bama, they're in. Ohio State, Michigan, one of those teams don't lose. Washington and Oregon, winner of the Pac-12 title, they're in. So, okay, you said that you don't think Florida State's one of the best teams, right?
Not without Jordan Travis, I don't.
So if they go 13-0 and win the ACC, and you already have Georgia in for sure, let's just say Ohio State and Oregon, you have the last spot. Are you going 13-0 Florida State or are you going 12-1 Texas?
12-1 Texas.
I'm probably going 12-1 Texas.
Okay. I don't mind that. All right, well, I don't think Nick's going to make it, so set the his picks later. He did say 20 minutes, 33 minutes ago. So, yeah, that'll just have to do it. Anything else we want to discuss? You need Notre Dame to get upset this week for that under.
I do.
There's
they're playing Stanford.
A lot of hockey games today.
Oh yeah, that. You guys can go ahead with some hockey talk for sure. Colby and Carver's.
Let me look. Let me pull it up.
Hockey.
Well, I do have a four leg hockey parlay that is live right now, and it is the Boston Bruins on the money line against the Red Wings. They're down 1-0, but I mean, it's the Bruins, so. And then it's the Rangers money line versus the Flyers. They're up 2-0 in the first period, and then we'll get into the games that have not dropped puck yet. They're at 738 and 908, respectively. Stars, Flames. I took the Stars on the money line at home over the Calgary Flames. I think you're a big Flames guy, aren't you, Colby?
I'm a big Star.
Oh, there you go. Well, you ride the Stars there. And then Canucks versus Kraken. I know that Colby and I are both big Canucks bettors.
Yep.
So I have Canucks on the money line against the Kraken. The Kraken have had a fall from glory. They are not very good this year.
I love Canucks.
That's a really good option.
Money line, far left. Just those two teams.
Stars, Canucks. Yeah. Yep. And the Rangers. I make so much money on the Rangers. They're, I think, the best team in hockey outside of the Bruins. They're comparable with the Bruins. Dude, they win every single day. What else do you want from a team? They score goals and don't give up many. It's a recipe for success, if you ask me.
That is.
They could do a little better on the power play.
Is there a lot of games or is it just
those? There's 12 games.
What do you like, Holmberg?
I like those two the most, to be honest.
Stars, Canucks.
Stars are my team. And then Canucks are playing the Kraken. I don't like the Kraken.
Kraken are so bad. Another game I like, Sabres to beat the Penguins. The Penguins are terrible. Will I root for the Penguins? Yeah. Will I bet on the Penguins? Probably. Are they going to win? No.
So for the listeners, you're saying the Sabres is the smart pick.
Yes.
Okay. Sabres at home getting plus money. That's the bet.
I like that.
Lightning, Hurricanes over. I'm guessing it's 6.5 every single hockey game.
Six over. All right. Those are the four you guys like the most?
Yeah, and then I'm going to go to the Premier League. I really like Man City. Man City versus Liverpool.
Uh-oh.
I would probably just take them straight up to win in 90 minutes, no draw or anything, at minus 130. That's good value. Erling Haaland is probably going to score a brace against Virgil van Dijk from what I've been told. So we'll see. Get the dogs going. Here they go.
Dogs are barking.
You know what that means, though.
Nick's here. Nick's going to be able to give his picks.
Right at the end of...
He saved it. Saved it with some Premier League banter.
He's got jeans on for the football game after this.
For the Turkey Bowl.
Yeah, fuck Cheating City, by the way, okay? They cheat.
Jeans on for work.
105.
They made you go in for a half day today?
No, I worked till 3 today.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right, well, Nick, while you're doing, I'll ask you for your games of the week real quick, picks.
Sure.
Jags, Texans, money line.
Jaguars.
We're all on the Jags. Bills, plus 3.5 at the Eagles.
Give me the Eagles.
I'm on an island. Come on, Buffalo. UTSA, plus 3.5 at Tulane.
UTSA.
Ooh.
Me.
Oregon State plus 13.5 at Oregon.
Oregon.
And Ohio State plus 4.5 at Michigan.
Michigan.
For Survivor, I put you down for Chiefs over Raiders because that was kind of the only one, unless you want the Dolphins over the Jets.
I'll do Chiefs over Raiders.
Chiefs over Raiders, okay. You're still comfortably in first. You went 4-1. You missed your 5U, but you did go positive, .027. You're at plus 9.19. Well in first right now.
Well in first?
Well, yeah, the second's minus 4.7. So, yeah, you're looking pretty good. Do you have your locks or have you figured them out?
I know what they are. They're just on several different betting apps.
Okay, that's fine.
I've got Bama minus 13, -110 for the 5U.
Bama minus
4. Also okay. A mortal lock.
Oh, yeah, Nick was coming with his first mortal lock. I forgot to text him. Bama's minus 13.
I've given one Bama
at Auburn. 13? At Auburn, mortal lock.
Wow, mortal lock.
There's only been one person that's lost a mortal lock on this pod.
That's me.
I'm 1-0. I'm mortal lock Devontae Smith's yards against the Chiefs. I'm 57.5
A criminal loss.
What was your mortal lock again?
Kansas money line.
Again?
Shock.
Kansas State.
I didn't even know.
It was looking good until Rich Miller dropped the pick 6.
It was looking so good. There were several things that happened.
You lost a couple last year, didn't you?
Yeah,
he went. He was 1-2, I think, last year. I was 3-0. Nobody else. You went 1-0.
I think I didn't bet one.
1 or 2-0. You didn't bet one. Nick didn't bet one.
Played the Bengals in the AFC championship.
You did. Chiefs in the AFC title. Yep.
1-0 in my life in mortal locks. Devontae Smith over yards.
Schmidt moves down to 1-4.
I mean, that's still for record.
Fade the mortal. Fade the
mortal. You got one.
Fade Schmidt's mortal lock.
I got 9 lines.
What I tell you before the game, though, I said you should have just locked the spread.
I know.
It was a high number.
I got greedy.
It was a high number. You did. That's what Holmberg said, too. Holmberg goes, Schmidt got greedy.
Just stinkily greedy.
Nick, just fire him off when you got your 2-1 use.
Will Howard over 201 pass, 201.5 passing yards.
How many passing yards did he get to you?
Is that 2U or 1U?
Not a lot.
No,
I'm
very.
That's many. A 2U. -118.
Will Howard.
Yeah, in the snow.
Over 201.5.
The bar receivers.
Got Akron, America's team.
Oh, you texted me about that?
+16 at -110.
Is that a 2U or 1U?
It's a 2U. I don't know how that's doing. I'm going to guess probably already lost.
I don't know if they've tipped.
No. Akron is up 14-3 in the third.
There you go.
We need
America's
like
team.
America's team.
To go over.
So what were the odds on that? Sorry, -110 on both?
-110.
It was a Bama -110?
Yes.
And Will Howard was minus?
-118.
-118, and Akron was -110. All right. And your 1U's?
I've got DJ Giddens over 81.5 rushing yards at -118 again. Both those are ESPN bet. They put out -118 lines for some reason.
And your last one, you?
I'm going to go with Penn State -22.5.
I bet on Penn State.
-22.5.
They cover versus bad teams.
-110.
Penn State is bad.
-110, yes.
-110. All right.
And it is in the slum of Detroit, Michigan.
All right. There we go.
Hey, before we get off, what do you have Will Howard's passing yards season total on there?
I don't have it on here. I'll have to get it.
I have it.
He has 2,355.
It was 26-something. It was 26-something.
26-25.
So he needs like 280.
Not going to happen.
280? Come on, Will.
And I would say from that defense is good.
And it's snowing. And our receiver.
Caleb Williams covered for Downing.
He did.
Last week. He had 400 and some. He needed.
Even though they got smoked.
Yeah, they drive the ball, turnover.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the game. 330, and he threw for 400.
Yeah, he threw 400 and something.
We've already got a loser.
He threw for 270 in the first half.
Jeez.
And they were down 15.
Guess what my loser is?
What?
Iowa first half under.
Oh.
What's the score?
10-7.
Two touchdowns been scored.
Come on, Nebraska.
Yeah.
What is this?
They just knelt it, too.
It's not America?
Kyle took the over 24.5 for the game.
I do have a hit already.
Looking
Dylan
decent.
Gabriel, anytime touchdown score.
Did he hit?
Holmberg's going to hit his 5U, hopefully.
Like 21-14 in the first quarter.
They scored 35 in the first
I don't like that Holmberg took my bet as his 5U. He's going to blame me when they don't if they don't cover.
Hey, you hit a 5U. You're hot.
Hopefully. I'm only three units back from Holmberg now.
What is going on?
I'm creeping.
Were you in first place for weeks?
Yeah. Like, for the first, like, 2 or 3 weeks, I was right at the top. And then I decided to do KB's strategy, go all plus money.
It's worked for me.
It didn't work. And then I went back to normal, and it hasn't worked.
Well, I guess my 5U last week wasn't plus U because Georgia and K-State were such big favorites, but.
Yeah. That was a great bet, by the way, KB.
It was.
I knew it was free. I should have taken it.
I knew it was
free. I did bet on it, too, sadly.
I was just scared because it was your money.
It didn't feel free. It did not feel free.
K-State had that game the whole
The whole time I was like, man, I should have just taken KU +9.5, and I feel better about myself. But K-State comes back and wins, and I'm like, well, I feel disgusting. And I bet on K-State money line for my 5U.
The whole last 5 minutes.
All right, well, I think we'll call it good there. Everyone, thank you guys for listening. Enjoy the Civil War tonight. Peace.